Axios will now refer to the body of water along the southern U.S. coastline as the Gulf of America, following guidance from a Trump administration executive order renaming the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. Some media outlets are still referring to the body of water as Gulf of Mexico, and it's led to repercussions from the White House, with the press secretary limiting the Associated Press access to certain media. In a post on X, Axios says our top priority is to provide readers with clinical, fact-based reporting. Our standard is to use Gulf of America, renamed by U.S. from Gulf of Mexico, in our reporting because our audience is mostly U.S.-based compared to other publishers with international audiences. The Post then goes on to defend the Associated Press decision, saying, at the same time, the government should never dictate how any news organization makes editorial decisions. The AP and all news organizations should be free to report as they see fit. This is a bedrock of a free press and durable democracy. The AP released this statement in regards to keeping its usage of Gulf of Mexico. The Associated Press will refer to it by its original name while acknowledging the new name Trump has chosen. As a global news agency that disseminates news around the world, the AP must ensure that place names and geography are easily recognizable to all audiences. AP reporters were barred from multiple White House events last week over the issue. AP executive editor Julie Pace called the actions viewpoint discrimination and a First Amendment violation. The White House confirmed the app lost its privileges over ignoring the lawful geographic name change of the Gulf of America and said, while app photographers will retain their White House credentials, its press privileges to the Oval Office and Air Force One would go to other media outlets. Axios published a story Monday suggesting there's more to the White House's decision to limit the app's access, saying it's part of a broader battle between the Trump administration and mainstream media. Axios reporter Mark Caputo says the same White House told him, this isn't just about the Gulf of America. This is about AP weaponizing language through their style book to push a partisan worldview in contrast with the traditional and deeply held beliefs of many Americans and many people around the world. A spokesperson for the Associated Press refuted the White House's statement, saying the AP rejects any accusation of bias. But some media watchdog organizations have rated the AP's content as having a left political bias. All Sides, a group that rates media biases, shows the app lost its neutral rating years ago, going from a centrist news outlet between 2016 and 2021 to a left lean in their coverage in 2022 and 2023. Then, for the first time in 2024, it was rated as having a political left bias. All Sides writing, the Associated Press has historically been considered the gold standard of objective journalism. It operates a wire service, meaning local and national news organizations around the country use AP's content to fill gaps in their coverage. That means AP news content has extremely wide impact and reach. As such, All Sides does particularly extensive analysis of AP. When AP displays political bias or fails to portray political events, legislation, and perspectives in a balanced and even-handed way, the impact is broad and far-reaching. A media outlet that is relied upon by outlets all over the country deserves a high level of scrutiny when it comes to political bias. All Sides, that same media watchdog group, has rated Straight Arrow News as a news outlet down the center. It's a rare category to be in nowadays, and it's something we take pride in as a news organization.